secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears will face all our fears. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly, no place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Turn and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Your words get so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights. You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly. No place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joey's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Welcome to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Free Form Radio. We have a very, very special episode for everyone today. This is our first
double whammy,
double hitter. We have two of my roommates here. if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
I'm Sylvie.
I'm Yael.
Okay, awesome. Both of these contestants have been on the hot seat before. Sylvie was actually our very first guest.
I was.
Which was very exciting. It started off our show in a great, great foot.
I had a great time, so I'm happy to be back.
Guest number one.
Yeah. And Yael was here over a year ago, last fall. So we wanted to do a little redemption, if you will, and just kind of update the people on what's been going on in everyone's lives.
A lot has happened.
Joey and I have decided that we're gonna sort of section the episode off into two parts.
Okay.
So Yael, you will be going first.
Oh, perfect.
And maybe we'll jump in with some other things here and there.
Some things you guys are connected on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm well aware.
Maybe we know.
But before we begin, anything you guys want to say?
Apologies, like, that you want to make?
I'm not apologizing for anything that I can remember right now.
Perfect.
I'm just happy to be here.
Okay. First things first, Yael, I need to ask you a big question.
Please.
Did you eat today?
Baby, I ate.
Baby, she ate. Do you want to tell the background of this famous quote?
Yeah. I don't really remember when it started, but I've always just kind of loved the idea of kind of showing up to the first day of senior year with kind of an obnoxious kind of a-hole-esque man shirt. You know, when men are dealing with women and they don't like how they're acting and they might be like, oh, she's on her cycle, or be like, hey, did you eat today? But like in a very condescending manner. I just kind of love the idea of subverting that. So I made my own Michael's t-shirt and I ironed on letters that said, did you eat today? And I wore it on the first day of class and many days subsequently. And it's one of my favorite shirts to date.
Do you find that this could be perceived in any sort of like problematic way?
Like probably could be. Like anything could be. But I would say it's a reclamation. I would say it was like subversive and reclaiming and also a genuine question. Also double side, like, did you eat? Because it's kind of, I have something a little crazy to get off my chest, but I find that it's crazy that the very first sin was a woman who ate. So it's like, did you eat today? But also like, baby, are you eating? I stand on that 10 toes down.
Do you think this is something that could like pop up on like ED Twitter?
Yeah.
People could take a trend from this.
Well, I was told that Sienna Mae did it first.
I was going to say that. So it does exist.
I don't think I was the first to do it. I know
I famously got canceled for that.
No, she got canceled for
Well, she got canceled for a lot, but that did not help.
No.
The shirt, yeah.
We can't get into that. Oh, but
you're in the hot seat.
Yeah, Sienna Mae has her own episode coming. No, it could be, but I think it's like I would say reclamation is the word I would use to describe that.
But if anyone was like offended by it, what would you say?
I would sit them down. I would put my hand on their shoulder, look them in the eye, and said, did you eat today?
And that's it.
Yeah, that's all I would have to say to them.
Wow.
Wow, so.
Well, okay. I know a time when you thought about eating. Maybe you didn't eat. Very recently, you insisted upon bringing.
Oh my God. Jammy hard-boiled eggs to the.
12 hard-boiled eggs to the San Juan airport. And it made it through TSA.
USDA.
USDA and TSA into the airport.
And then you tossed them.
I consumed one before they were tossed.
So if you have one, I would like to say I did not consume them because I didn't have a chance to.
There was a lot of chances to have one.
That's true. You didn't eat at the restaurant we went to. You could have had.
Yeah, I didn't want
that. They were thrown out. Like maybe 10 minutes before the flight.
I sat down on the
flight.
We
were there for 3 hours.
I sat down at 21D and I was like, holy, I want a soft-boiled egg right now.
Because just so we all know, they were not jammy.
They were barely jammy. Well, let me also kind of give the context of why they were thrown out.
Okay.
Who's on the hot seat now? We were sitting at the gate. I'm at the bathroom. Apparently, sulfurous odor comes up.
I would like to say the eggs did smell bad. And yes, I consumed an egg. And sometimes when you consume things that are smelly,
Sylvie was farting it out.
Literally, do you want to tell the story? Whips his head.
So I was like releasing what needed to be released from my body as a normal person digests. And everyone's like, oh my God, those eggs smell so bad. And I was like, yeah, they're really gross. This guy, like in another row, turns his head around and he goes, who farted? Everyone's like, oh, it's the eggs. We have to throw them out. Girl, and I sat down and I stayed silent because A, I didn't want those eggs on the flight, and B, I already had my eggs.
Something must remain in the silence.
Well, everyone think about that today. Think about the next year at the airport bringing Jammy eggs.
And they made it through all security, so they just say that.
Yeah. In two plastic bags.
we had the like jammy egg bag and then the hard boiled bag, but they all kind of mixed in the end.
Well, continuing talking about so for context, I guess, all four of us plus some other people went to San Juan, Puerto Rico for spring break, and we just got back very recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be telling some other stories from this trip.
Perfect.
The next sort of story, I think, is sort of a theme, within your life. Of you mistreating waitstaff.
You have to berate the workers.
And Yael constantly berates the workers.
They give you 50% off if you berate them. They don't want you to know, but you just really have to keep going.
Yes. But this has been a theme within her life that I've experienced of having a waiter who's maybe a little bit awkward, maybe a little bit like...
But I don't mistreat them.
You've gotten into altercations.
Is bullying mistreatment?
I've never bullied them.
You literally had a stare down with this one waiter.
Okay, so for context, we were in a restaurant on our last night there, and there were seven of us, and his vibe was just a little like...
It was sinister.
It was not that sinister.
But it was a little odd. And then you gaslit the whole table to be like, he's so weird.
He was a creep. I don't feel comfortable. I did not. Those words never exited my mouth.
But anyway, let's continue to what you did.
Okay. So basically... Yeah, I'll just kept repeating what this guy said back to him. Like,
he was so weird.
Basically, she was asking the prices of things on the menu because some of the things didn't have prices on them. And he would be like, honestly, I don't know. Like, the prices change all the time because, like, the menu changes.
No, but he said it weird.
He would give us a range.
He would be like, it's like from $13 to $16. And he'd be like, it depends. And then I would look at him and go, oh, it depends.
I did do that.
Ooh, that was nasty.
But his vibe was just kind of like, it'd be like, oh, how much are the drinks? He'd be like,
I can't say. It's somewhere, I would say, between 10 and 16. I don't know. Like, it was
I think
so,
the
like,
thing is that he just didn't have the prices memorized, which is a totally valid thing.
I know,
thing.
But it just was an odd way of going about it.
And then you dragged him for it.
Then he had to come, and then you did it again. And you asked about the sides.
More, the sides. It was once more.
And then you were like, oh, it depends, again.
That
and then
was
you
kind
put
of hurt.
Your head in your hands and, like, ruffled your hair. And we're like, okay.
Yeah,
and he had to
move.
Come back. Yeah, it was.
Oh, Madison's not
caught
here.
A stray. They caught
and
a stray.
He had to come back afterwards and be like, I understand that you're frustrated
yeah.
with me.
He literally yeah. had a gentle parent.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I would like I to know. Add that I was his favorite at the table. Yeah. And he was joking and being jovial with me. So he really was not
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, it was me. It was 100% me. He did ask Sylvie to AI generate a photo of her ID.
Yeah,
she
well,
didn't
he was kidding.
On. No, he was totally
joking.
Kidding.
He was joking.
No, I was 100% the least favorite, but I didn't order the side of beans and rice, so.
True.
I got the red snapper.
Yeah. And you didn't like your drink or your meal.
I didn't.
But you didn't the red snapper. Return it, which is, I'll give you.
Oh my God. If you,
I would
have
never returned it. It was no, fine. Yeah. Like,
well, all we know is that there's been a pattern of mistreatment.
Mm.
We also have Sylvie's birthday party yeah. that an event like this occurred.
Our birthday dinner?
My birthday dinner.
Oh yeah, 2 years
at
ago.
At the ramen place.
Yeah. I think there's a difference. I will say that I think there's a difference on being kind of slightly perturbed and put off by your wait staff and being mean to them. I will say that I don't think I treated my Puerto Rican waiter as well as I could have. This, he moaned in my ear.
Okay, tell this story.
Okay. We get to the restaurant. It was good vibes. The waiter was odd,
he
I would say.
He was awkward.
He was awkward. We asked some clarifying questions about the size of bowls. Mm-hmm. He was giving kind of very inconclusive. I guess I just don't like when waiters give inconclusive answers.
I think that he was trying to like be... sorry. I think that he was trying to be like joking with us and like kind of in our vibe. Because he was like around our age too. And he was trying to be like, oh,
yeah,
don't get
older.
The bigger bowl. It's like
yeah.
same
no,
pro-
but it was
like
how
the same
he was
bowl.
Like showing the
it
size.
It totally was
okay,
not the
okay,
same
okay.
size.
Yeah. Okay, so he was like already kind of off to a rough start, but you know, whatever. And then like he just kept coming back, kind of being a little weird, but it's fine. We're keeping it in the squad, like we're not saying. And then he like reached across the table. We were like getting water refills. He's like right behind me. So I'm sitting in a chair. He's right behind me. He's like right to my right. And he reaches across the table, to fill, let's say, Carrera's water across from me. And he goes in my ear, because he's leaning across the table and I'm right next to him, he goes, water for you, miss? Like, moans in my ear. And I literally burst out laughing, but like, he was right there and I couldn't say anything. And Chloe's like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't say. And he was just standing for so long and I couldn't say. And it's just become a joke that he moaned in my ear. Like,
he did.
Do you think maybe he was just like stretching and like.
Yeah. I don't think it was anything weird or sexual by it, but it was just funny that I didn't really like him and then he moaned in my ear. By accident.
Yeah.
And then you proceeded to laugh at him.
Yeah.
At
I would say you the whole dinner also were like, I do not like our waiter.
I think it's one thing to say that and another 20% tip, kind and courteous. Like, I will always give waiters 20%. Like, yell kind. That is non-negotiable. That's part of the meal. But I'm not going to be like, put $20 on the table and $1 away for every time I don't like
well,
you.
Well, here's the final example.
Oh, my God.
And there's probably more. There are more I can think of, but they're just maybe less interesting. You just being rude.
In general, yeah.
Okay.
Was last year when we were all abroad, me, Sylvie, Yael, and our friend Chloe.
I wasn't here for this.
All went to Vienna. Uh-huh. And we had a great time. Many other stories that will come up later will be mentioned. On our last night there, you also got into an argument with the waiter over the price of water.
At the breakfast place?
At the bar. You got into an argument with, no, the last night we were there at, like, the Irish bar.
Oh, my God, yeah. I don't remember, but I'm sure I did. Well, in Vienna, yeah.
Well, Yael was very upset the entire trip that in Vienna they were making us pay for water, which was honestly something I'd experienced a lot in Europe.
Personally,
like,
I hadn't.
Just traveling.
I had experience so well. It was new to
at
me.
Most places I had, like, been, they would, like, be like, oh, yeah. If you pay for, like, water, we just get one bottle or whatever to share for the table. And we were at this bar, and Yael didn't really want anything else to drink. Well, she wanted hot chocolate, actually.
Yeah.
After learning the price of water.
After learning the price of water.
She wanted hot chocolate.
And you I just kept kind of, like, asking him, like, I have to pay for the water? And he was like, yes. And you're like, I have to pay for the water? And he was like, yeah. And then at the end, you're like, I just have a hot chocolate. And then the waiter takes your order. And then the last thing he says, it's just the thing is, when you order things here, you do have to pay for them.
He kind of ate me up.
He did.
He did you up.
And it's something I want to work on, not being mean to waiters, because I do think I'm normally pretty kind to my waitstaff, but
I just need to let things go. I need to, like, yeah. when I'm pretty stubborn, and when I think things are a certain way, I kind of stand on that, and sometimes you just gotta let it go. So that's something I'm working on. Somebody's just gotta pay the €3 for the water. And
we also had known that in Vienna you do have
yeah,
to pay
I
for
did.
Water.
Yeah.
This was not the first time.
I know, we went to brunch on one time. Of our first days, and I was like, I want water, and he said the same thing. He's like, well, you yeah. pay for water, and I was like, oh my God. I was just annoyed, but it's not the way to be. So I would like to turn a new leaf. I'm saying that on the hot seat. I'd like to turn a new
would
leaf.
Would you apologize but isn't to the all same these leaf? Waiters? If you could say anything to these waiters now.
I would say that the water should be free.
Okay. Wow. Perfect. 10 wow.
No
apologies.
10
no, no but I, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry if I did anything to make any of you guys uncomfortable and kind of not happy to have me in your section.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, next... is we have a little series that we're going to be going into, which is Fun Yael Stories. The next one takes place in Vienna on this same trip. The night before we were there, Yael went through like a sort of odyssey of experiences.
It was Herculean.
The Prater Dome in Vienna.
Oh my God.
If you want to go on to tell this story.
Yeah. So I think it's our first night in Vienna. We're visiting our friend Kim, a WMFO kind of
president
warrior
yeah. warrior so to speak, and I am having a great time. I've drank a lot of water. I'm very
paid.
Crazy
what you paid say? Water
paid water. It was a little more pricey than water, if you get what I'm putting down, and I'm kind of off my rocker. Okay. I am we haven't even left the pre and I am actually like tweaking.
Yeah.
So I made Sylvie say she would invite me and my mom to her wedding.
Yes. Yeah. She promised me that her mom would be there. And she asked if her mom could have a role in the wedding.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, you totally did. You totally did.
Holy, okay. We're like going to different bars to like pre the actual club, which by the way is in an abandoned amusement park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so fun. If anybody goes to Vienna, go to Prater Dome. But I'm just so crazy and so out of it. And we get to the club, and I'd never been to a club like this where I was told after the fact that when you walk in, there's huge TVs that, like, they hand you this black card and they're like, okay, this is what you use to, like, pay for your drinks. And then on the way out, you close out your tab. Don't lose the card. But, like, if you do, you have to pay some really high fee. Again, let me just say I drank a lot of water. I was very not aware of my surroundings, and I'm in the club. The only thing I buy is one bottle of water. Again, you can't – I was – probably berating the work staff, being like, I can't get water for free. Like, but I was really, you know. And I got one bottle of water, €3, and it was time to check out. And Chloe was stopping out. Carrera had left. Chloe had left. Yeah. They'd swiped through, and it's my turn. I'm like, I don't have my card. And they were like, what? And I was like, I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't know. I just don't know. And to make a very long story short, I got, this was a full-on altercation. Like, oh, yeah. I was yelling. She was like, you have to pay €75. I was like, I'm not doing that. She's like, you have to. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. They never told me I had to keep my card. I don't know what you're talking about. This four security guard is like, it was on the TV. I was like, they never had any TVs. They never showed me any of it. He literally, like, took me by my arms and walked me over to the entrance, like, look at the TV, read it. And it said in big words, yeah. like, €75, whatever. And I was like, I'm not paying it. He's like, you're either paying or I'm calling the police. And I was yeah. like, fine, okay, I'm paying it. And I slammed, so I had to pay a €75 exit fee. I slammed my, like, Apple Pay.
I thought.
No, I had to. Like, I was about mm-hmm. to. I, like, slammed my Apple Pay down to pay, and the lady's yelling at me in German. Yeah. She's like, we're not ready yet. I was like, I just want to pay it. Like, Sylvie's standing next to me. This yeah. is at least 20, 25 minutes in. To make a very long
it
story
was a
short,
long time. I thought that Yael was going to get arrested.
Yeah, yes.
I was like, she's not
going
to let this go.
And this is, like, kind of. Maybe it doesn't sound out of character. It was, well, no,
I mean,
I did.
With what we're talking about today, yeah.
It's not out of character. Anyway, and then basically somebody told me that if you, like, get one of your receipts to show what you got, which I didn't have my receipt, you just have to pay the smaller fee. So I, like, went back in and got a receipt, and I ended up having to pay, like, €45, which, again, all I bought was one bottle of water. But at this time, Jake,
oh my God.
Jake Malloy. Wait, Jake Malloy was standing there, and Chloe thought that Chloe thought that Jake Malloy paid my €75 exit fee. Yeah. That didn't happen, but I did turn around and grab Jake Malloy by the shoulders, and because he also, sequestered area, and he was like, I grabbed him and was like, go find a receipt, Jake, you have to find a receipt.
And I just remember being so stressed in this moment, and I turn around and I'm faced with Jake Malloy being like, you guys lost your card too? And I was like, you need to get out of my face.
And I made it out alive, but I did pay 45 euros for one bottle of water.
And I will say that me and Chloe were on the other side
of mm-hmm. watching it.
Watching this entire thing go down probably for 45 minutes.
Yeah, like, it was so long. It was so long
and we like didn't get home till like 5 a.m.
Yeah. You guys wanted to get falafel. You guys, yeah. I fell asleep in the restaurant.
Yael fell asleep in the restaurant, and the workers thought that she was like, we didn't know her.
That was one of the crazy, like that was one of the most water I've had.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on this next story in this series, it's a story, Sylvie, that you were mm-hmm. there for.
Okay. Again.
Another abroad
okay.
experience, if you want
to. I think I know what you're referring to. Is this in Paris?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're referring to.
If you want to give some...
Do you want to give some context?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had come to Paris to visit the city and Yael and some other friends. And Yael was like, oh, we should go to this club. It's super fun. Like... We can all pre. There are a lot of Tufts people in Paris, so we're all preying in like the Tufts dorms. Yael has a large bottle that she's carrying. It's, you know, that's what she's been sipping on all night. Yeah, some juice. And she doesn't finish it by the time we get to the Uber. And we're like, you should probably throw that out before you get to the Uber. And she's like, no, I've done that. Like, I've had juice in the Uber before. They don't care. So I'm like, okay. We get in the Uber. She's sipping on the juice the whole time. We get in the line for the club. And I'm like, okay, you should probably put that away. Like, you still have this juice here. Then we get to the line, and you can explain this part because this is the real altercation.
Yeah, so we're making our way down our line. I go pee, like all this stuff. We get to the front of the line, by the way. It's the same bouncer as every time. I've been to this club like 10 times already. And he opens my bag, my big purse, and there's an open bottle of juice, white grape juice. And he's like, in French, and he's like, no, you have to get rid of this. I was like, okay, yeah. I take a swig, and I'm like, okay. But then I throw it. I don't know. I'm really, again, kind of... You know, I've had some fun. Mm-hmm. And there's a big trash can next to him. And I put it into the trash can. And he's like, okay, you step through. Like, we were waiting as a group to get through. And he immediately puts it in the trash can. I reach straight back into the trash can, take another swig, like, right next to him. And he's like, no. He starts yelling at me in French. He's like, no, you can't enter. You're like, you can't enter. And then he was like, oh, your friends can't enter. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm... under the influence, I'm like, no, it's not my friend's fault. And I'm like, in French, I'm like, c'est ma faute, it's my fault. Like, c'est pas leur faute. Like, let them in, you're so mon ami. I was like, let them in, all this stuff. And I'm just, he made me stand in time out for 5 minutes because I literally reached straight back into the trash can to take a sip of juice. And then he let me in and I went back to the club many more times.
It's beautiful.
It was fun. I mean, Yael was like, just go, leave.
I was like, it's not their fault. Like, I was groveling. I was like, just sequester me. I'll go home. Sit my phone.
No, literally. So then we go into the club, and I was like, oh, there's no way they're letting her in. 5 minutes later, she's like, hey, guys. She's like dancing with us. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah. Well, again, we can see a pattern in not following the rules that wait staff.
Yeah. It's true.
It's a pattern. That was the last one that had to do with, you know, interactions with authority.
That's a lot of ones. Okay.
But there are a couple more that we need to go over that happened at Tufts.
Interactions with your peers. Well, possibly your peers.
Yeah. This next one, also Sylvie was here for, a common denominator. This one was at the beginning of this year, of last fall, the first party of the semester. Oh. And you were going by the mods.
Do you want to get us started?
Well, I would like to preface this by saying that every first party of the year, Yael has way too much fun every single time and has to go home early. So this is a pattern. This has happened multiple times before.
Excuse myself.
Clock it, yeah.
Okay, so first party, again, a lot of juice, a lot of water. We get to the party. I am fiending for some flour, okay? Our friend has some flour, and I am
that sounds worse, girl. That sounds so much worse.
Okay, just keep going.
Okay. Anyway, I was like, I'm first in line. Let's just say I had a little too much to smell. And I don't remember what to say. And I'm like, I'm out of it, okay? 6 glasses of water in, like... Okay, so let me be clear. We are like 7 minutes into the party. The basement's empty. It's at our friend Talia and Sarai's house. And I like go outside. I'm like stumbling outside. They have this like walkway outside their basement. I like sit myself down. Our friend Waleed walks by. He's like, oh, hey, Al. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just catching some air. Like, words are coming out through a clipped cadence. And I'm like sitting there. The world is spinning. And I'm like, I need to go home. I need to go home. So I like get my way up and I start walking home. And like, I think Sylvie was like, oh, does anybody know where Yael is?
Well, because Yael disappeared, and I had seen her earlier in the night, and I was like, did anyone go with her? And everyone was like, I don't think so. And I'm like, so she's going home alone?
We're far. It's like a 15-minute walk.
Yeah, so I went to find her.
So she's like, oh, hi, Yael. Like, should we walk? And I was like, yeah, like, yeah, let's go, let's go. So I start, like, I run. Like, I book it across the mods field, Fletcher Field, and we make it to the mods. Like, the shining lights of the mods are in the distance, and I, like, grab onto a pole, and I'm like, uh-oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And I, like, was like, oh, my God, what if they think, like, I'm a freshman? Like, yeah. That would be so embarrassing because, like, I know I'm about to throw up. I was like, what if they think I'm a freshman? That's so embarrassing. So we're on the tennis courts. I'm, like, hands on my knees, like, vomiting my guts out. Like,
some got on my boots.
I'm sorry. Some got on our boots. Like, it's horrific. And these, like, freshmen are walking by. Let me remind you, it's like, September 3rd. Like, it's the first weekend of school. It's, like, the Labor Day weekend. And remember, I was worried that they thought I was a freshman. Some, like, unconcerned. Maybe some freshmen are like, hey, are you okay? And I go, I'm a freshman. I'm new at school. It's just, like, really hard for me. I've just never done this. And I just, like, lie out of my butt and tell them I'm a freshman. And that was my first time. And
none of them cared.
Literally nobody cared. They kept going. But, yeah, I went home and took the throw-up bowl next to my bed and woke up and went to Sunday
school. Shout out to Alec.
Yeah, Alec took care of me a little bit. He did. I berated him. I was like, get me my OJ. I took off my shirt. He was like, oh, okay. Like, I got it to bed. I made him get me the throw-up bowl, and then I was really hungover the next day and went to my job at 9 a.m. that day.
Perfect. Nice. Well, I think this next one is also from a first party of the semester story. And this one's just a quick one. I do just want to ask you a question. Where is the craziest place that you've peed that you can think of?
From this semester?
From, no, last year.
Last year, I would say on the concrete in the full light of Granoff, the Marty M. Granoff Music Center. It was coming back from a party. Again, a very inebriated party, and I'm walking home. I can't make it. The Marty M. Granoff Center is 5 minutes from our home, and I literally take off my pants or, like, squat down on the concrete. The lights are kind of on. It's probably like 1 a.m., and I just pee onto the concrete.
Perfect.
Go home.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the last one of this was, I think, the most recent story out of the bunch. This is when you were in charge of all of us.
An authoritative figure.
Shoot.
Oh, wow.
An authoritative figure. So, for context, last semester, Yael and our friend Madison led a TDC dance called Cat's Eye the Musical. Mm-hmm. And on the day, like, you know, we mid-game, like, before the show, like, we get, like, we have a really fun time, like, whatever. And Yael and Madison's job is basically to, like, lead us to, like, the room, get us on the stage. Like, they're in charge of 22 other people, including the three of us, the rest of us here. And
there's a big rule that if you throw up, you're not making it on the stage.
No, that's not the rule. The rule is if you throw up on stage, TDC
is canceled forever.
But you're not supposed to let anyone
on stage. If you throw up, you're not really supposed to go on.
Yeah.
As soon as we get into Aitikman, into, like, our holding space, Yael immediately, I'm with her, and she's like, I just need to sit down. I need to sit down. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's fine, whatever. And then literally for the rest of, like, the hour, probably in 20, like, 25 minutes that we're in the room,
She
is sitting at a desk with her head straight in a trash can.
Hair over the trash
can. And, like, threw up probably, like, eight times.
I threw up in the, well, it's an issue to have the holding rooms in the Aitikman basement because the bathroom stalls have two stalls and everyone's throwing up, so I did throw up in the sink.
Well, I think, never mind.
I threw up in the sink. Our really good friend Mia, God bless her soul, like, started scooping it to clean it. Maybe I scooped it. I don't remember. So at first I threw up in the sink, and then I get a trash can. My only kind of, one of my few coherent memories is our friend Aviva Siegel, the junior, coming at me. My head's in the trash can. I look up, and she's walking towards me, like, with a concerned look on her face and, like, seven tissues in her hand. And then at one point, Sylvie came over to take care of me.
And that's how you know it was
and
bad.
You knew it was bad because I was really gone, and I was like, Sylvie should not be the one taking care of me.
The only memory I have of almost the entire day was sitting next to Yael.
Like, patting my hand.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I did not fulfill my responsibility, but there were three other throw-ups. A member of the hot seat leading team actually got into an altercation with a leader of another dance. He had to be dragged out of a room. No, we recently revisited the picture.
But isn't it your job to keep everyone
in line? I was not doing that. Chloe stepped up. Madison stepped up. I mean, it was, So it was bad. I threw up 8 times before going on stage, and apparently I gave many convincing speeches to members of the TDC keyboard, and I have been told many a time that one of the most gaggy moments of the whole day was when the spotlight started on me on Madison, and I missed the choreo dance, and I was standing in the spotlight for our dance. Nobody thought I was making it.
It was
on stage.
Very, very surprising.
If I was in any authoritative position, you would never have been on that stage.
Yeah. I threw up eight times before.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were at the
You
break.
Were genuinely a liability.
You said to all of us afterwards, you were like, yeah, during our dance, I couldn't put my head down because if I did, I was going
to
throw up.
Yeah. And then I still managed to take a full body bow. At the end, I went full up and down.
Yeah. Well, to round out this series, I just want to say, is there anything that you would have done differently in any of these scenarios?
I 100% would have gotten less, had less fun at TDC. I do think we got poisoned. There was kind of... I do think also...
Poison allegations is great.
Poison allegations in the basement.
When you were the one that was running it.
You were in charge of... 13 Upland, or 13...
Beverages.
Yeah. We were in charge of... Yeah, we should have gotten glasses. There was a lot we should have definitely... But I definitely should have drank less water. I definitely wasn't proud of the way I acted. I sent many apology texts after...
On an apology tour.
I was on an apology tour. And I think, like, in general, I don't know. I feel like I didn't have... I didn't drink as much water, like, junior year. So, senior year, I've been drinking a lot. But, like, I would say, like, mostly within healthy bounds. But maybe just, like, go a little before the limits. I also sometimes I go out and I don't drink any water. So, I think maybe I just have extremes and I need to find the middle ground. Because we always talk about a perfect spot. And I really like when you're in the perfect spot. And I'm in it often, but... Yeah, TDC I would have done differently, and I plan
you
to
will
do
be
it,
doing
differently,
it differently. Or you're not going on stage
on April 10th, 2026.
Yes. Well, this is the last bit of your portion. Limited time due to two guests.
Yeah,
so we're just gonna give you a few lines that you've said, and we're gonna ask you to rank them
in order.
In order of, like, in any order.
Well, you're going to give them all to... Okay.
Oh,
I might have
to
add a few of my own. I feel like there's
and
a
if
few,
you
want to
add
I'll
more
add
of your own, that would be great, too.
Just for our viewers or listeners' context, these are things that were said during intimate times in...
Shared with partners.
Sacred spaces.
Yeah. In the midst of sacred time.
Yeah.
This is what Yael has said to her to her partners.
We can go back and forth. I got to save lives tomorrow.
I can't get context. No. Okay, no. High. I would rate that high. I had my...
Wait, I thought you were... Wait, no. We're going to list them all, and then we're going to...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Dealer's choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bias.
Yeah, that is your bias.
Give me knee or give me death.
That's my favorite
Said
one.
Exactly like that.
Yes.
Not like that. Paul Revere.
That is... So those are the three that we know, and if you want to add some of your own...
Yeah, I would add... do you need a map?
Oh, perfect, yeah.
No words for
that. For Krish. I'll say names. That was for Krish. He couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go through them all. Yeah. I Gotta Save Lives Tomorrow.
I Gotta Save Lives Tomorrow was the first time I had, like, the whole bit of fun. And I had my opening day of lifeguarding the next morning. It was over the summer. I had my literally opening shift at 8:30 a.m. of the pool. And I had some fun with this guy. And I don't really remember the context, but we were, you know, in the midst of it. And I was like, yo, can't you got, like... Go a little less hard, like, I gotta save lives in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice was recently Ella Hufford. Ella Sage, hi, if you're listening to this. She was like, oh, what do you want me to do? And I was like, how am I supposed to answer that? And I just go, dealer's choice. I like that. That's the most normal line.
Yes,
I would rank that low, though. But we quoted a lot, so
yeah,
it was fun. I thought it was pretty clever. I've been told it was clever.
And then the last one.
Give me knee or give me death.
That was hard. That was
beautifully
really
performed. That was like literally the craziest thing I think
anyone
has.
That was really crazy.
So what's the knee?
Well, for people who are gay, girls who are maybe hooking up with people kind of with similar anatomy, you know what the knee is.
You're humping with the knee.
Okay, right. I don't know if I can say that.
It's a hump. Because it's like a rabbit.
Let's get a rough.
Okay, let's get a rough. You understand what I'm saying. And I was hooking up with this person in Bulgaria, and I was so Anna Dreyer. Went to Tawanga. And a lot of Anna's friends go here. A lot. And a lot of them are my friends. So if I made that into their birthday cahoot. So they do quotes of people that they like. Anyway. And I just was so, I needed knee or death. That was weird.
And but, then the, but you gave the context. You're like, do you know that famous quote?
Yeah,
by
I stopped. Yeah,
the man
them.
In the Revolutionary War.
Give me liberty or give me death. And I was like, it was so embarrassing. It wasn't embarrassing.
Those are famous
but
dying words. Yeah. Just so we all know.
And I was like, give me knee or give me death.
Last words.
And they were like, that is so fucking weird. And they gave me knee.
Oh, you got what you wanted.
Did they comment on the saying?
They were like, "That." They were like, "You're so weird," or something. It was sweet. It was endearing.
So you got real time.
I got real time. The map one is just like, that was just rude. That was, he just couldn't find it, and I was like, "Do you need a map? Like, it's not that hard." Krish, wow. I don't know his last name, but yeah. So ranking, I would say in terms of crazy, I'm gotta save lives in the morning. Give me near, give me death. Dealers, do you need a map in the morning? Dealer's choice. Dealer's choice is just the most normal, and hopefully coming soon. Too much, too good.
I was just gonna bring that up to round out our segment.
Yeah.
On Yael's, on our bucket list for Yael, she has to say with somebody due to her this pattern of her saying lines. She has to say.
No. Opposite. Too much, too good.
With somebody.
With somebody. I have some people on mine, so.
So if you're listening out there, you might be the lucky subject to be hit with that line.
And if you're on the basketball team, you know where to find me. Sydney.
Oh. Hello.
Okay, I don't know if you guys won your game. Oh, their game is right now. Hopefully you guys are winning.
Prayers up.
Prayers up. Go roll bows, but too much, too good.
Perfect. Wow. Next. As we move on to Sylvie, we have asked her to read us a PSA.
Yes. Okay. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I've been told I have a really good reading voice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Do you also have a really good screaming voice?
Not really. Well, no. I would say no.
We were told that last semester you made a friend cry over a very heated argument.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chloe, if you're listening. I feel really bad about that still.
Yeah. Do you want to give some context to that?
So it's actually the same day. It's ADC day. So, like I said, the only thing I really remember from that day was standing with Yael, head in a trash can. And the moment that I came to was me and Chloe in our house, and we're both crying. Couldn't tell you why. I had no idea. And we were arguing, and then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to the after party. And then I left, immediately fell down the stairs, and then made my way there. But no, I actually am really, really sorry about that. That was completely inappropriate to do, and I'm really sorry. I don't remember any of it. But I do feel really bad.
Do you think there's a pattern of you fighting while you're in a state?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think I just get a little aggressive. I think I just I get loud. I don't know. Sometimes I really feel very strongly when I'm having fun. So.
Mm.
Is there anything do you want to change this pattern moving forward? Or you just
I do. I have actively been working on having less fun at parties so I can maintain and control of my mental state and physical state. So that's something I've been working on.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So this was on TDC day, as was
many such cases.
And you are now choreographing a dance for TDC, which is very exciting. Now, there were some barriers that led to you getting to this spot now. That were overcome. Famously, you've had beef that has maybe now been squashed with one of the e-board members of TDC.
Not to throw Chloe under the bus, but I would say that I never really had beef with her. There was just a point where I just didn't really vibe with her. Okay. Chloe did actively dislike her and they did have beef, but personally, I didn't. let's get into that.
I don't want to see any fingers being pointed anywhere.
Some other people here had beef with that person.
No.
Well, so just for context, Chloe and Sylvie, who are now choreographing this semester, applied to Choreo last fall. Mm-hmm. And they did not get their opportunity to last
Objectively, we had the funniest pitch, and it was a good idea, and it was a well-thought-out concept. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say now that this semester, two men, are choreographing a dance with essentially the same concept and using many of the songs that we were going to use. So let's just
wake it up.
Clear that up. That when women do it, it's not funny and you don't understand. But when men do it, it's ironic and very funny. So
and subversive.
Yeah. Let's wake it up. Yeah, exactly. But even before that point, when you didn't get the dance, there was some thought that you couldn't get it because of this board member.
Yes.
Do you want to?
So basically, there were some other. What we had thought, okay, so in the spring, I was seeing someone who was good friends with this person on the e-board, and or no, he didn't even tell us that. I think Alec had found out that her and another girl on eBoard, who I like very much, Miss Sarah Cleo, were going to do a dance that featured Playboi Carti. And our dance was also featuring Playboi Carti. So we were like, oh, they're not going to choose ours. Like, they're going to choose theirs, like, because it's too similar. So then we were a little bit afraid of that concept. And in the midst of me in the breakup with the person that I was seeing, I was like, you have to tell her that they can't do the dance and that me and Chloe have to do it. And he was like, okay, I'll text her right now. Not sure why he did that. I didn't ask him to do that in the moment, but he did. And she basically was like, sorry you guys broke up, but I don't really care and we're going to still do it. And that really rubbed me the wrong way. She owes me absolutely nothing, but that's still how I felt. So... But and then they didn't even end up doing that, and they changed the concept and still didn't let us in. So,
lots of barriers.
Yeah. And they regretted it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One person said they regretted
it. Yeah.
But do you think that this has been now squashed from your...
I think so. I mean, we're not really friends, but, like, I see her in public, and we're friendly. Like, we chatted at the A vs. B soccer game, you know. We're friendly. I don't need to talk to her one-on-one, I would say.
But. Well, I'm glad. You know, well, now that you're choreoing, are you having a good time?
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a great time choreoing with Chloe and with all of my 22 dancers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who's the best dancer, would you say?
Best, like, dancer doing the moves?
Who's committed to the bit the most?
Okay. I would say, committing to the bit. Honestly, I want to shout out Caro Lever. They're very into the bit. Anytime we give our dancers a little bit of liberty, I am just obsessed with what they choose to be doing. So I would say that. And they have emphasized how much they love the choreography. So I'll shout them out.
And who really isn't committing to the bit? Or could be committing to the bit more?
That's a good question. I think everyone's pretty bought in, I would say. Some people are a bit quieter than others.
Well, let's name them because you wanted to be here, so.
Yeah, that's true. I think Shy will commit to the bit, but he's a little quiet in rehearsal.
You could say he's shy.
Yeah, he's shy, like timid. he's shy. But I know he's not a big dancer, so that's something. But I'm hoping to build his confidence by show day. Honestly, everyone's pretty into it. Aviva, I haven't heard much about her enjoyment, but I think she is enjoying it. She has a solo. She carries a candle.
I've been told she really loves it.
Okay,
she
I'm glad.
Well, you've already said your thoughts on one of the dances this semester. Do you have any other thoughts on what you're competing against in the show?
I would say that we have no competition.
No.
No one is as joyous and as fun as us on stage. There may be a good dance, but I think that ours is more joyous and radiates positivity and fun. And that's beautiful. The most important thing about TDC.
But your dance is currently lacking a gay boy death drop. And
that is true. We do.
Are you
going to
be filling that.
That
spot?
I will open the floor. Alec, Henry Burler, Henry Estes. If you guys want to start working on that, we can throw that in.
Let's do it. Last question for the TDC segment. Mm-hmm. How is it really working with Chloe?
It's really good, to be honest. I think we're really good at, like, just saying when we don't like an idea and being like, I don't really like that move, but, like, we can keep working on it.
Well, have you gotten into any more altercations since your big one?
I don't think so. Are you referring to a specific thing?
Just wondering.
No, we haven't. It's been going very well. Sometimes I've been a little tired when we go to choreo, so I'm a little like, you know, I let Chloe take the lead, but no, it's been really fun.
Okay.
Well,
that's beautiful. Great to hear.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Well, moving on to your next part. Joey.
I mean, the question is pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're culturally queer?
I wouldn't describe myself as culturally queer. Multiple people have told me that they, think that I am queer. Chloe.
Okay, that's one person. You said multiple.
I don't remember names, but I have had this conversation before.
You don't remember the gay people that told you this?
No, all gay people are the same in her mind.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that. Yelled it. So. No. I think I enjoy queer culture, but I wouldn't say I'm culturally queer because I don't have the queer experience. So.
Mm. So you don't think that you're, like, co-opting it at all?
I don't think so. I mean, you guys can clock me if I am, but I really don't think that I am.
Well, I will just say that there was one time where you did co-opt the queer experience.
What was it?
With your very own hot seat guest member here.
Yes. But is that co-opting or exploring?
It seems like it wasn't exploring.
Sylvia had to go gay.
Yeah.
Yes. It was on our bucket list.
It's on our bucket list.
I would like to say I did not put that on the bucket list. So other people are encouraging me to join queer culture.
So just for context, this was a Halloween senior bar night.
She was dressed as a man. I was dressed as a man. So really we're gender bending. Cohen,
it was gender bending.
And yet Elle was dressed as a bear. Yeah. A so bear. Really like kind of like gay.
It's kind of, there's a lot going on. Yeah. A lot of layers. Yeah.
Well, if you've seen, me and Chloe were Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. That was our costume. So good. If you've seen their shows, you know kind of what the vibe is, and that's what we were going for. So,
and for no reason whatsoever, I will say, absolutely nothing prompted this. Mm-hmm. The two of them started furiously making out. Mm. And it was honestly a little bit bewildering.
It was uncomfortable
to watch. Remember. They went on for probably like a minute. Like a while. Mm. I will say. There were photos taken. We have
everyone is joyous. Let me just say.
Chloe and Tygan's faces.
Alex Tygan was disgusted. Chloe is clapping.
Chloe's like this. She's like.
But she was Tygan disgusted.
Is
disgusted.
Alec is like, hey, Kara. I was like, oh my God. Like, there is joy. There is queer joy in that photo.
Let's just say that.
I'm just saying that.
Well, so you wouldn't find yourself a queer baiter?
No. I mean, I wasn't doing that to be perceived as queer.
Do you feel that you lift up queer voices?
Yeah.
Are there any queer solos in your dance currently?
Yes. Who has a solo? Alec has a solo.
It's beautiful.
I don't know everyone's
Lucy.
Sexuality.
You don't know everyone's names.
I would say that most people in the dance are queer, so immediately I'm uplifting queer stories. but yeah, Lucy.
Yeah. Get people in the back, Caro, Carrera, Henry, all the witches. I'm
dance isn't finished, so
well,
you're just mad you're not in it.
Yeah. I'm just letting everyone know if there's death drop in.
If you can learn to do a death drop, I'll put you in at the end.
Oh my God.
That's said on live air. So
yeah,
don't have me with a good time.
Well, there was one other time where maybe you were taking advantage of the place we were in.
You could even say conversion therapy.
Yeah.
When you made out with a gay man at Club Cafe.
Well, you don't know his sexuality. God.
You actually actively went, I just made out with a gay man.
No, yeah, bisexual. I think he, I was there. I witnessed it.
First of all, prior to this, me and Yael had been like, oh my God, that man is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
He was gorgeous.
He had an open vest.
I also didn't think that he was hitting on me because he was like, girl, you're so pretty.
It was organic.
Like, thank you. You're so pretty. And then I don't know what happened.
They started
spinning.
He picked her up and started spinning. They started making it.
Yeah, he did initiate all of this. So I wasn't trying to convert a gay man. Again, don't know his sexuality.
I'm just going with what you said.
I saw no problem with it. And
I didn't either. He's a beautiful man. Yeah. And I'm a beautiful woman, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, to kind of round this out, I know that you and Yael have kissed, but that was kind of like, I would say it's not. I don't know. It was not like for the experience of it all. It was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you can think of that you would actually go gay with?
I don't know because I like I just don't have. My thing is that if I'm gonna go gay, it's gonna be like an in the moment, like it's game time decision, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. I will say, I actually didn't tell you guys this, I forgot about this, but in Puerto Rico, we were at that horrible bar, horrible one.
You gotta specify there
which
was
one.
Tulum.
Oh
it was
my
called
God.
Tulum. It was the makeout dungeon. Let me just say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got glass shattered into my leg, so night was going poorly. But this girl came up to me and she like grabbed me on the shoulder, and she had like a shag, she had like nose piercings. She was very cool, and she was like, "You're so beautiful. I love your hair." And I had like we had made eye contact a couple times in the club, and I was like, "She's so pretty." And then she walked away, and I was like, "Low-key, I would have done it."
Oh my God!
That she just said.
It was pansexual.
It was pansexual
weekend,
but she just gave me a drive-by compliment.
Some people couldn't do it.
Drive-by chungus.
Yeah, I got drive-by chungus.
I wish. That would have
been
gaggy.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It would have been awesome. But it'll come.
So maybe her.
Shaggy girls with nose piercings will come back.
She was very beautiful. Yeah.
Well, kind of got going into like the opposite. You've obviously, you talked about being in a relationship with somebody last year.
Yes.
Before. other male experiences, kind of like your niche that you sort of fall into.
The straight niche.
I would say that like you know, this relationship ended, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't that great. But I do think that you got retribution because you yes. did burn his house down.
I actually did not. I was.
What about the oil?
I suffered from the fire. Sure. Let me just say that. The night before the fire, we had deep fried multiple items, including chicken sandwiches, fried ice cream, bloomin' onion.
so many things.
Yeah, one thing we did share was a love for fried food. So there was that, but no, I actually Well, after that happened, he had really requested that I came to his house to do all of this because we need to get ingredients and he lives close to Stop and Shop. So I wanted to do it at my own home. But then after we had finished frying, you can't pour hot oil down the drain. You know, you just can't do it. So yeah. we put it in a container and we're going to let it cool and like solidify a little bit and then throw it out. Never got to that point because the next morning a fire did break out at the home, and certainly when it hit the kitchen it exploded. So and I would like to say that this person, his room was right next to the kitchen and his floor did collapse. So I won't say that the oil was a direct cause of that, but you know, didn't help.
A factor.
Yeah, certainly.
Looking back now, would you have still deep fried those things the night before?
I wouldn't have deep fried the onion because it wasn't very good, but the fried ice cream was delicious and the fried chicken was really, really good. So,
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, now we have a situation where you could be considered maybe like a man eater.
I'm claiming.
Well, just like.
Well, top to claim.
Can I just get your opinion?
Yeah.
Is it okay to break things off with someone right after you an intimate moment with them for the first time?
Yes, I think so.
I agree.
I mean, I don't think I let.
Do you think it could be perceived that like you were like leading him on to get to a certain point, and then once you got what you wanted, you let him go?
I think it could be perceived that way, but that's not what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was just hanging out, and then we had a little fun.
You went on a few dates.
We went on dates. You know, he was very nice, very kind boy, but. You know, sometimes you're just not, you just mm-hmm. don't have that connection with someone. And we didn't. And to me, we didn't have the like emotional relationship connection and we didn't have like physical connection either. So in my mind, there's no reason to continue that. But I really do want to reach out and ask for his harissa grilled chicken and hummus recipe.
That was actually our next question. Yeah. Is it okay to text someone for a recipe and then break things off right after?
I was grappling with this, really. I do think it's okay.
Let me clarify. It was not that big of a relationship.
This is not a situationship. We hung out 4 times, but...
But you waited until you had your moment to end it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I needed to see. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it was important.
Cancel me. I don't know. Like,
No. Uncancelable.
Yeah. Uncancelable.
Uncancelable. I guess I could get the public opinion on this, so call in with your thoughts, but...
Please don't call in.
Do you think it's
He's listening.
More we can't figure out the phone, so if you want to text, we could read it for you.
Yeah, sorry, don't call in. More acceptable to request the recipe before breaking it off or after?
I would say before and then do it 2 days later.
I might do that. Because the hummus was really, really good.
I liked Chloe's idea. Where she's like, hey, I don't really want to hang out. I'm sorry, like, you're lovely, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Loki, could I get that chicken recipe? Yeah.
I think that if I got that text, I would not send the recipe.
Maybe you should send the recipe
I would
first.
Block. I would show all my friends.
And then wait 3 days and be like, I can't. Girl, send the text.
I'll do that maybe.
Well, just going on to a question. Do you think you lead people on at all?
Yeah.
You do.
Not like in a serious way, but I think that I can be quite a flirtatious person, especially like when I go out. And then when I'm done, it's done. And I don't want you to look at me or speak to me any longer. So that's how I feel.
Well, last year, I mean, this was an interaction that I saw that was also in the Vienna Prater Dome.
Oh, God. Okay.
While you were in a relationship with this man whose house burnt down.
Yes.
You were talking to a man for a very long time.
Yes.
Maybe very close to his face.
Like,
first of all, it's the club. You have to talk closely.
I don't think you exchanged information, but.
I don't think so.
Chatting.
I don't remember.
And we all kind of like remarked it was sort of odd.
Yeah.
Do you find this odd?
Yeah, that was certainly odd. I would also say that, like Yael, I had a little too much fun that night.
We were on.
And actually, our relationship had started maybe 2 days prior. So I wasn't used to it. And it was a long distance relationship. Not to excuse it, but. Seems maybe like an explanation.
An explanation, not an excuse.
But I honestly couldn't pick that man out of a lineup, so.
I don't know. She didn't do anything wrong, but it was weird.
It was questionable.
You have to stop defending her.
For sure.
This is not why you're here.
Okay. Women should be silent.
Ooh.
We're going to mute your mic. It's women. Anyway, we have 5 minutes left.
Maybe there's no mic.
And
maybe he drove.
We have a few minutes just to ask our general questions once again to see if your ranking of the LGBT acronym has changed.
Do you have what it was before?
But Sylvie, we do want to add straight to yours.
Mm. That's pretty good.
So whoever wants to go first, if you want to think about it.
Am I the only one that has straight?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go first. I'll have to factor the straight in.
Well, it's just like always the same, but...
Whoever is in last place is getting eradicated.
Okay. Okay.
Including yourself.
Fuck, that's hard.
Shoot. Sorry.
That's why the mic was going to get me.
Are we doing Q or no? LGBT?
You can do whatever.
It's whatever your opinion is. But remember, last place gets eradicated.
Okay. I'm doing Q because it's the experience. Just for everyone. Q T. T.
It's all about the experience.
Q T.
Cutie.
Why you being Q?
Why being Q? Q T.
Wow, she can't even remember it. Let me just say that I know all of this.
I'm just thinking, low-key, wow, I'm going to be a little subversive, BLG.
So you're eradicating every gay man.
It's Women's History Month. I have a lot of gay men friends, like a lot, and one day I will date a gay man probably by accident, but I just kind of see it in my future, but it's Women's History Month, and I don't know. I'm not standing on B being on the bottom. I don't identify as that, but if that were to be eradicated, I'd be gone. So it's just, I'm standing on that for today.
Beautiful.
I would like to echo the Women's History Month claim. I would put L at the top.
Okay.
Beautiful. Shout out to my ladies. Then I put T. Then I would put probably G, then S.
Then B.
Over the B.
All I'm saying is that if I put S at the bottom, I'm eradicated.
Yeah, I don't know. And all of my potential should be able to choose. So
and you can choose straight. Bisexuals can choose straight.
Or gay. Exactly.
Or gay. So then you're not bi anymore.
Exactly.
It's greedy anyway. It's too much.
I didn't say that. But no, if S is eradicated, me and all potential lovers are eradicated. Well, actually, not all potential lovers.
Girl, not the Vanna Club Cafe.
You don't think it would be like a sacrifice you'd be willing to make?
No.
No? Okay.
Wow. You wouldn't want to become gay, for real.
I mean, like, by taking, the straights out, you would take out a lot of people.
You would take out so many bad people.
Eradicated, as in they die? Or, they have to choose one of the
they
other
die.
Sexuality?
They
yeah.
die.
So, well, then that would just be,
killing you.
Yeah.
And I also killing a lot of people.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, your life is
more but imagine if, S was last and, the gag of, who's still alive?
Yeah, it's the truth.
And it's, an internal
only six people died.
Wow, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
The DLs would be running wild.
The DLs would be happy.
Yeah, DLs,
I mean, if I wasn't us, they would be at the bottom, but...
Well, sorry. I think this is our last question for the two of you. And this is the question that Yael actually originated on her episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
I originated it?
Yeah, we originated this question for you.
Just speaking on eradication.
Yeah. Who would you remove from campus if you could remove anybody or a group of people?
Do you have one?
It's so many. I don't know.
If you have so many, just start listening.
Would,
we have 2 minutes.
Remove this one girl that was in my ballet class because she irritates me so badly.
What's her name?
I think her name's Natalie. I don't really know her. I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but she is probably the most
Natalie.
Annoying person I've ever met.
You're gone.
You want to say it?
Yeah, I don't know that I would eradicate her from campus.
Well, you just whispered that you wanted to.
I don't want Harper Doe on campus. She's nice, but she has a weird
she's
relationship.
She's made off-color
with,
comments.
She's made some off-color comments. Sorry. I'm
Do you
really
think
sorry
she,
if you're
mistreats her waiters?
Probably not.
So
I mean, there's no way to say for sure.
There's definitely some people who do not treat others well, and they should be eradicated. I'm trying to think.
Are you including yourself in that?
No, I would say kind of an intimate context. Anybody who... Yeah. I'm saying that I...
That's,
you know what?
We don't like that answer.
I'll eradicate Jay Covey again. Jay can go back to Prater Dome. That was my original. I do like Luke Ingalls, though. Lingles, I want to stay. He was in my class, and then he left, and I was sad
he's very
when he
nice.
Left. And I'm keeping Elias. I think he's in that group. Elias Leggett-Barr. Yeah. I'm eradicating Elias. Get off campus. Yeah. Get off my campus and don't really come back to my house.
Yeah, and I have Cookie that's partially in that group too, so he can be spared.
You have cookie in there.
It's not real cookie. It's imaginary cookie, but... What? No. Enough.
Imaginary
cookie. Whisper it into the microphone. No,
I don't know. I have to think on that.
Okay, well, I need to say the thing. Yeah. Okay, wait. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tell Street from radio.
This has been such a great show. We're so happy to have everyone.